Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign is off. Today, we are joined by political scientist from Sonoma State University, Dr. David McEwen.
California is at a turning point on a number of fronts. We have seen an increase in the pace of economic recovery, an uptick in vaccinations, and swings in the political fortunes of a governor who likely faces a recall later this year. Meantime, the state finds itself with a budget surplus. So, Professor, when you look at all these developments, where do you see them leaving Gavin Newsom, politically speaking?
Well, good afternoon, Jeff and Patty. This really is an interesting moment in the state's politics. You have a governor who was elected in the highest rate we've ever seen, someone who's elected 62% to 38% against John Cox, someone whose administration clearly has been challenged by the pandemic and an economic slowdown. And yet, he's at a place where there's a budget surplus, things are looking strong for California despite the last year. But this is also an administration that gives and takes. It's an administration that's had difficulty from the optics of the French Laundry to things like behested payments or influence peddling. And we have someone today as our guest who's covered the governor and his various policies pre-pandemic and during the pandemic. It should be an interesting conversation about where the governor finds himself, especially with this looming recall in the background.
We're going to bring in that guest right now. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Angela Hart, who covers politics and policy in California for the Kaiser Health Network. Thank you very much for being our guest this afternoon. You've covered the governor for some time now. What, in your view, are the challenges and the successes that you see for him and his team?
Thank you so much for having me on. The pandemic really overstate the impact of this pandemic and the immense challenges it has presented, not only for the state, but for this governor. You really can't overstate that. What we've seen is a governor from the beginning who has sort of claimed the mantle of the leader of the state's pandemic response. And so what we've seen is when it comes to testing, the governor faced tremendous challenges rolling out the vaccination campaign after promising Californians that California was prepared. It became very clear in the early part of this year that the state was not prepared to undertake a massive vaccination campaign, the biggest in 100 years. And so I think the pandemic has presented giant challenges for this governor. It's very interesting to see this week some of the changes. California is now looking at a $75+ billion budget surplus, a dramatic difference from last year's $54 billion projected deficit. So I think we're seeing a bit of a change in tone from Governor Newsom this week. He seems lighter. He seems more optimistic. He's sort of riding this wave of financial a boon, and he's claiming some of the accolades and riding sort of that positive wave. I think it's a bit of a stark difference from the past months we've seen.
Angela, last week you published an article that examined how Governor Newsom developed a close relationship with big tech and healthcare industry leaders affecting the administration's response on the pandemic. What did you find in this article? What prompted you to write it? And what were its conclusions?
Oh, yeah. So the contract, California has been handing out no-bid contracts really since the beginning of the pandemic. And this governor, I've long been fascinated with his interest and his looking to the private sector almost as an arm of government. We've seen this pre-pandemic with issues like housing and homelessness. During the pandemic, there was more and more contracts being handed out to private sector companies and Silicon Valley tech allies. And I really was curious on how things were going and started looking into some of the testing contracts and quickly found out that this does not stop at Google. Google's sister company, Verily, for example, was one of the first beneficiaries of a state testing contract, and that didn't go well. The state abandoned that contract early this year. And so that's really what got me interested in it. And when I started sort of just scratching the surface, it really was staggering, pretty remarkable how much money the state is giving to private companies to handle basic government functions, basic public health functions. And it sort of just exploded from there. Many contract amendments in some ways that obscure the cost of what the state's paying. Again, another thing that's very hard to overstate, there's a tremendous amount of taxpayer money going to the private sector right now.
Do you see big tech factoring into this recall campaign?
We've seen a little bit. There's some tech money going for and against Newsom. But the governor, I think he has a very interesting relationship with Silicon Valley. He speaks like Silicon Valley speaks. He considers them close allies. He includes them in his government policies and his response. I think they're... It's not a spoken connection, but there is definitely a symbiotic relationship there. And when I was reporting my story last week, Daniel Vengale, who was the lead communications for the governor when he first entered his governorship in 2019, he put it really succinctly. He said, you know, these are companies that are not accountable to the public. And these are companies that ultimately have shareholders and profits in mind. And often what we see is an unspoken expectation that government is perhaps kinder in a regulatory sense to private companies, or perhaps the state wouldn't go after private companies in the same way it would have if they're seen as an important component of a pandemic response or an important ally in terms of solving some of the state's most intractable problems.
And you point out in your piece that not only is this taxpayer, big hunk of taxpayer money going to these private companies, but it comes at the expense, it undermines public health. Could you elaborate on that?
Yeah, of course. So the state has longstanding underfunding problems when it comes to its public health system. California relies on the state's counties. There's 61 local health jurisdictions in California, which have the responsibility and the constitutional mandate to protect the health of a community. And they've literally been begging. Counties have been begging for years for increased funds to build up their public health systems and some of our public health infrastructure. California has lost, for example, 11 public health labs in the past since 1999. So there's been a dramatic loss of readiness. There's been a dramatic loss of experienced public health staff at the local level and at the state level. And California's paying the price. This didn't make my story, but I think Dr. Georges Benjamin, who is the executive director of the American Public Health Association, put it best when he said, quote, "We've tragically underinvested and divested from our public health systems, and we're going to pay the price. We're paying the price now," in terms of California did not have a fast and speedy pandemic response as it could have. And Dr. Benjamin went on to say that the virus is rapidly mutating. There's many bugs out there that are just as bad as COVID. So I think there's a tremendous plea for the state to have a wake-up call and begin to start investing in some of the underfunded infrastructure components of the public health system, like public health labs, like data systems that the state relies on to be able to track COVID cases. If you don't have those basic components, you're going to be less prepared.
Well, thank you for talking to us. Our guest, Angela Hart, correspondent with California Healthline, and Dr. David McEwen. You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available at kcbsradio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.